I'm going to do a bit of illustration today, and I want you to understand that the Bible, praise God,
hallelujah,
or the Word of God, is not just in the book you call the Bible. Praise God,
hallelujah.
The Word of God is not just what you read in the Bible. Praise God. And just like when we are going to school, those of us who went to higher, you remember we had books we used to read every day, isn't it? But at the time you graduate from that level, praise God. And in like that manner, God is calling you people to graduate from the letters of what we call the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You are not called to become letter reading people. Rather, you are called to walk by the Spirit of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's very important we understand these things, brethren. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God is not looking for good men. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
A good man cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which will enter the kingdom of God is the celestial man. Praise God. And the celestial man is known of God. The celestial man is the one created by God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As a good man, you cannot enter into God's kingdom.
Amen.
Lazarus, one of a religious man, you know, with a lot of knowledge, with a lot of a good person, righteous by human standards, he did the right things. Amen. According to the law, according to the words. But he walked up to Jesus at night and asked Jesus, what shall I do to enter into God's kingdom? Praise God. Because he asked Jesus that question because he wanted to be like Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who do you want to perform miracles? Don't you want to perform miracles? Don't you want everything to work out well for you?
Yes.
These people saw that things were moving for him in his life. Praise God. He had a joy, a peace, a power that was beyond understanding. And he went to investigate this power. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And on investigating this power, Jesus Christ tells him, you must be what? Born again. Because flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
Now at times we want to enter into God's kingdom as good men. Praise God. We try to be good. We try to do things the right way according to these things will not profit you anything if you don't understand what Jesus meant when he said, I am the door. Amen. He says, I am the door. Your goodness or your righteousness as a man cannot cause you entrance into God's kingdom.
Amen.
Rather, your ability to understand the rebirth, to be born again of the word, of the spirit, because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Now, we are going to go to certain principles today. Hallelujah. Can you move on, please? Hallelujah. Certain principles. First of all, let us understand why men suffer the things they suffer today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we know God is righteous, isn't it?
Yes.
Can God create something that is not righteous?
No.
Can God create something that has debt in it?
No.
Something went wrong. Like we can see, it says that all have sinned and falling short of the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But justified freely by grace, through the redemption that is in what?
Christ
Jesus. Hallelujah. What does the redemption that is in Christ Jesus mean? You see, we read these things and at times we miss it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. What does it mean for a redemption that is in Christ Jesus? Who is Christ Jesus? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who is this man they call Christ Jesus? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody says, well, this, can you go to the next slide? Is somebody with what? Long hair? Blue eyes? Is a Hebrew man? He was born of a Virgin Mary. He lived 33 years. He was a good man. He didn't used to smoke. He didn't have girlfriends. Amen? He was holy. That is, these are the definition that we have of Christ Jesus. You see, but I want us to understand that the revelation of Christ Jesus matters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not the letter. You see what our brother said? He said that we have become partakers of the divine nature of God.
Amen.
Through this redemption that has come.
Amen.
We have become partakers of the divine nature.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. I hope we can get this word. We're going to still come back all these things. I want us to understand that, you know, this same sin we're talking about, the Bible says the wages of sin is what?
Death.
Is death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then God says about the free gift of God is eternal life through
Jesus Christ.
Now you see Jesus being mentioned again. How can Jesus give you eternal life? Is it by having a statue in your house? Is it by kneeling down and imagining somebody in the sky sitting on a throne with a long hair and, you know, the person is praying to God for you? You see, brethren, God is taking us out of the realm of parables.
Hallelujah.
The realm of what?
Parables,
idols, and imaginations. That is the bedrock of religion.
Amen.
And that is why, you see, when we preach here, not everybody understands us. Hallelujah. Not everybody understands us. Hallelujah. Very few people understand what we see. Hallelujah. Some people come up. That's why the Bible says that some of the things you hear from the Spirit of God, they are like foolishness
to the natural
mind. The type of picture people use to give the word of God to contradict me. We've seen it again and again. And God has told me the road is not going to be easy. You will lose many friends. See, many people will leave because they can't hear what you are saying.
Amen.
And the Bible says that it is for those that it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom. Because everything concerning God is a mystery. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You cannot understand the Bible by reading the letters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If the Bible does not reveal the mystery of Christ, it's not the word of God.
Amen.
Jesus Christ said that the word that you are reading testifies of me. Hidden in the laws of Moses is the mystery of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. He says that the wages of sin is death, and he says that for in Adam all men die. That is, Adam sinned. Adam fell short of the glory of God. Adam is a parable of every man. Every man yet tested of death.
Amen.
Let me tell you the truth. Do you think that because you don't have a job, that's why you have problems?
No way.
It's a lie. Do you think that because you have less than €1 million in your account, that is your problem? It's a lie. It's not how much you have in your pocket that means that gives you eternal life.
Amen.
It's not your big jobs. It's not the big money you carry that gives you eternal life.
Amen.
It cannot give you eternal life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. There's something that we missed out. All men have fallen short of the glory of God. But today, Christ. Listen to me. The gospel that is being preached is Christ.
Amen.
The image of the invisible God. That is the good news.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And God wants every man to see him. That is the will of God. That is why the veil is being removed from our eyes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are beginning to hear things that you have never heard before.
Amen.
When the veil is removed, you begin to see him as he is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You begin to see Christ Jesus. You begin to see the Son of God, hallelujah.
Amen.
And you are transformed back into that image as you behold him. Have you seen a man and a woman before marriage?
Yes.
Don't you notice that at times they begin to look alike?
Yes, absolutely.
Amen. If you grow up in a certain part of the world, you observe that they begin to look alike. The people tend to look alike. Why? Because they are being conformed to a certain pattern, the pattern of image, the way of thinking and everything. Hallelujah. Today we are beginning to behold the revelation of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Is it? It's not a matter of not drinking beer. Amen. It's not a matter of not smoking cigarette. Amen. It's not a matter of not carrying girlfriends or doing all those things that we consider sin. Sin is different in the eyes of God.
Amen.
Sin means to miss the mark. It means to miss the mark of perfection. And that mark is Christ.
Amen.
That Christ is not just a man. Christ represents the image of what?
God.
God.
Amen.
See, the Bible says what? He is the image of what? The invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him we have created all things that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, or all things were created by him for
him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
By him for him. Hallelujah. He is before what? All things. So if you think that Jesus Christ was born 2,000 years ago, you better think twice. He's before what?
All things.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And by him, all things are conceived, meaning that all things are maintained.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Have you wondered why these men have not been able to destroy the world?
Of course.
You know that if everything was not maintained by an invisible force, you know by now the world would have been destroyed.
Of course.
Amen.
Amen.
With the wickedness and lust in the heart of man.
Yes.
Praise God. But there's something maintaining this universe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go into the seas. Look, you pray diligently. Let God take you on a trip into the 10 heavens. And you will see the beauty and the majesty of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You will shrink. You will realize that what is man? It's why you see somebody that is proud. He has not seen the glory of God. You see, the Bible says that Moses was the humblest man in the world. Why would he be the humblest man when he saw God? If you see God, you realize how you are nobody.
Amen.
I think that is why at times some of us are reluctant to be pastors and all that. Because if you see God, you don't want you want to avoid these things. You don't want to go near those things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You want to keep on. People are fighting for pulpits. We've seen it everywhere. People are fighting for to be pastors. They want to be the elder of the church and all those things.
Position.
Why those things? Because they've not seen God.
Amen.
If you see God, you will know that you will rather be a servant
in
the house of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So everything dwells in Christ. Everything. The fullness of God dwells bodily in Christ. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is the glory of God.
Amen.
When you say all men are falling short of the glory of God, that is the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the original standard. When God says, go to the next one. When God says, let us create man in our image and in our likeness, it was you.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
You see, God did not create you less than that standard that Christ is.
Amen.
See, but we were introduced into this world and all these things were hidden from us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And over the years, we have been conformed to this world. Amen.
Amen.
You think that you are Yoruba, you are Igbo, you are Italian, you are American, you are Cameroon.
Mm.
You think that you are white, you are blue, you are female, you are male. There are many things that we have inherited because of our birth into this world. We have become earthly creatures of the world, of the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we lost out on the image and the glory of God. So what does God do? God says, okay, I'm going to bring my son and I will show the world my son. And he said that if any man can see him.
Amen.
Now when you say see, see means to have a revelation.
Amen.
When you know when somebody says, I see, oh I see. That means I understand. I get the version. Many people are still looking at Jesus in a parable form. they're still looking at him as something that is outside. They still look at Jesus as somebody with a long hair, blue eyes, who is like a Father Christmas. You know what they call Father Christmas? Everybody just wants to kneel down and receive, that's all. Praise God, bless you, God, man, bless you. That's all everybody thinks that Jesus is a Father Christmas. Hallelujah. But God wants to elevate us higher than that. God wants us to know that that man that was created in the beginning is you. When you say Christ, Christ is a corporate body.
Hallelujah.
When you say corporate body, it's a collective body, all of us. From that one body that is called Christ. You know, when Paul went about killing the Christians, praise God.
Hallelujah.
When Paul went about killing the Christians, you know, he thought he was killing Christians until he heard a voice. Why are you doing this to me? He said, no, but Lord, I'm killing those people, they're not you. He said, the least you do unto them. Some of us have problems today in life because we are not discerning the Lord's body. You feel that God is somewhere in the sky, far away from you? Paul came with a revelation. He says that the Father God who is in you all, Christ in you. He never spoke of a glory from without. People are still out there looking for something and they're not getting the message. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. All power, all dominion, all glory given to that man, created in the image and the likeness of God, and that man is what? Is the Christ. And that Christ is your true nature, your true identity. Have you spoken to you know what the brother said today? Hey, my brother, God bless you.
Amen.
You see, when I hear people like you talk, I'm happy.
Hallelujah.
I'm happy because it's difficult here, you know that? You know the missile that will fire me? I don't tell you everything, eh? We come here and we just smile. You know what? You know what? The missile will fire me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. The time will come when they will call you false prophet. Why? Because you dare to say that I am the Father and I want. They'll call you a false prophet. And they've already started that. It's not today. I've heard that before in times past. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, that man that was created in the beginning has dominion over the elements of the earth. You don't need to tell him not to smoke or not to drink. You don't need to tell him do this or do that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This one flows in the nature of God. Now, if God comes here and he sees all the ladies in the house look here, do you think that he will be doing like this? Do you think God will be doing this?
No.
Hallelujah. That is a low level because we descended into becoming lower like animals. You see animals, the way the animals behave in the forest.
Yes.
That is how men became in the fall. Man lost his celestial state and became what? A terrestrial being. And God is here to restore us back to that original state.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it is in you. This secret is in you. No matter how far away you may feel this thing is, it is where? You. Praise God. Now, yes, if you look at the Old Testament properly, praise God, I'm going to share some of these laws in the Old Testament for you people with time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You'll be shocked that everything in the Old Testament was speaking about Christ. Everything. God never came to say, do this or do that, or don't do it this way. God came to reveal your true divine nature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because in the transgression, we became what? Flesh and
blood.
What is flesh and blood? Flesh and blood speaks about carnal. We became carnal. Ethnic. Hallelujah. Brethren. That carnal life we hold or we hang on to as men It will be what? We will lose it whether we like it or not.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? Whether you like it or not, that life you have as a man, you will lose it.
Amen.
Praise God. And the earlier you get this revelation and let go of it and hold on to the real life, the better for you.
Amen.
You will lose it. The thing out my I remember my mother was here some years ago on a visit. And today I look around, I don't see her anymore. Amen. The truth about it is that if you tune your eyes in the spirit, you will discover that she has always been a spirit.
Amen.
She has always been invisible.
Amen.
But I was carnal and I was thinking that was her form. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, I was listening to a message by Billy Graham many years ago. And you know, the whole arena was filled to the brim. You know, he was a very great evangelist.
Yes.
And he said, he told all of them, now just imagine in another 100 years that nobody here will be existing anymore. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is how the things that you see are temporal. You can see that Christ is the image of what? The invisible God. Christ is an invisible entity. He might appear in this world, but it's the invisible manifesting itself in what? In the natural. But he will always say that, I am not of this world. Do you know that you are not of this world? So when we fight over, we fight over pulpits, you know that? We fight over pulpits, we fight over earthly things. We fight over church members. You see, when your eyes are open, you discover that you don't even have a church. There's only like a church on the earth. There's only one church, and that is the church that is in heaven.
Amen.
There's one church. All these are just gatherings to educate us about that one church in heaven.
Amen.
And there's only one pastor.
Hallelujah.
And we use Pastor Trevor just on this earth to talk for identity. So we, you know. But let me tell you the truth. It is the spirit, the Christ. He says, call no man teacher, call no man master. It's the spirit, the anointing, the spirit in me, the Christ in me that is what doing the teaching. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is the one that abides forever.
Amen.
Praise God. Very important. So Jesus Christ says, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We must be ready to let go of flesh and blood. You see, he did not come here to teach us religion, mythologies. Pray this way, do that way. No! Your prayer is that I may know him.
Amen.
Your prayer is that kingdom come, the revelation of Christ, let it dawn on me, that I may grow into the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
Don't pray religious prayer. You see, people complain that we don't pray this ministry. Hallelujah. Make God open your eyes. Make God open your eyes. Say you don't pray this ministry. Hallelujah. And praise God. Babbling like Gentiles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Religious people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't teach me about prayers. Hallelujah. I know my God.
Amen.
I know the God that I serve. You cannot teach me about prayers. Hallelujah. A word is enough and my father hears me.
Amen.
I don't need to be playing religion. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I will not follow the crowd. If you don't like it, well, God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I don't have to be like other people. Amen. Praise God. I walk according to the revelation God has given me.
Amen.
And my wife is a witness that this thing has been confirmed again and again, that she's without doubt.
Amen.
As a human being, we can make mistakes and all that. But what God has given is clear.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom except a man be born again of the water and the spirit.
Hallelujah.
You cannot enter into God's kingdom. Christ is the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Christ is not a man. God is not a man. It's as if we imagine that God is a man. We look at God as a man that gets angry. You see, he curses people, he blesses people. There are many things that we are going to learn about God that will shock you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you begin to know the nature of God, God is God that gives to all freely.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God is bigger than to be looking for somebody to charm people and to jack up people. No. Hallelujah. It is your own transgression that will put you into a problem. And what is the transgression? We have conformed ourselves what? Into earthly, fleshy beings. Hallelujah. Creatures of the dust. Hallelujah. Can you move on, brother? Hallelujah. We've conformed and God wants to bring us back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why what? He says that for whom he did foreknow, he also predestinated to be what? Conformed to the image of his son. Now,
hallelujah.
You can see the will of God. You can see what he's saying. He says that to what? To be conformed to his what? The image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among what?
Many
brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called, and whom he called, then he also justified. Whom he justified, then he also what?
Glorified.
Your glorification is in Christ.
Amen.
Because in him dwells the fullness of
God.
What is the greater glory than that?
Hallelujah.
That is the if we are called to be conformed, because in the transgression we are conformed to become earthly creatures. Dust. When you say dust you are, dust you return, is a spiritual language showing how man left his glorious spiritual state to become what?
Earthly
carnal being. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I know how it is now. Even pastors, you know, holy, holy people. Amen. You see a pastor, and if he sees a woman in a bikini, amen, he will pray to God, God, help me. Why? It is his nature. Amen. He's bound to what? A corrupt nature. But the Bible says that God has given us the chance. See this word his brother said today. Oh God, hallelujah. May God bless you. That, when you said that, I was jumping in this place. Hallelujah. He said that to be partakers of the divine nature so that we can escape the corruption that is in this world. It is our conformation to his image that God is looking for, not your religion, not your procedures of church and all those things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God, your church tradition, all those things cannot take you into heaven. Big churches, big names, big geos, those things are just what? In the dark. Hear my word today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, a minister, one time, a very big man of God, very massive, when he preaches the whole stage of fear, he called and told me that he can see that God has called me to the ministry. And he was very sure. Now, when I gave this man a book to read, you know the man, he didn't understand. He said, what is this? He didn't understand. How can you explain that? Let us not be deceived by crowds. Hallelujah. The multitude, you know, people think that Jesus Christ had multitudes. He did not have multitudes. The multitudes that were following Jesus were looking at parables.
Amen.
They were in the outer darkness. They were seeing Jesus as Father Christmas. They never knew the real Jesus that God wanted them to know.
Amen.
It was only three people that went up to see the real Jesus that God wants every man to see.
Amen.
He said, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. Not the one that you know as a man down there. The one that you can see now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's not a matter of crowd. Are you listening?
Yes.
It's not a matter of agreeing with men. Because when you enter into this realm, you begin to have conflict with men.
Yes.
Good men, nice men, who have good intentions. You see, let me tell you, those people that killed Jesus, some of them had good intentions. Do you know that? Because if you go according to the natural reasoning, as a man, for a man like Jesus to say that he's one with God, is blasphemy. If you want to think of it as a man, that I am the temple of God. Do you know the weight of that? That is the God that they have been serving all these years. The God that they build those big temples for. That same God that trying to say that he dwells in you. Who are you? Who the hell do you think you are? Capital son. This man went to school. He won't come teach us something. So they wanted to silence him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says their eyes was blinded from beholding the glory of the Son of God. They crucified the Christ without knowing it. And then it's no different today. It's no different. Hallelujah. They don't have to take a knife to kill you. What they do to try to fight against you, they shut you up. They don't want you to speak. They'll say you are preaching heresy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. I know some brethren in Nigeria, heavy brethren, very serious brethren there. And some of these people, they know Oyedepo. You know those class of brethren that were in SU, university, very serious. And they have this fellowship in Lagos. I called them and I was called because these people, they knew me years ago. And I've worked with them in the past. I told them I was coming and I have a book to by the time I got to Lagos, they are read the book and everything. When I called one of the elders, very close to me, if you see the way he slammed the phone on me, you know that kind of feel like, hey, please, don't keep off. And let me tell you the truth, when you begin to hear the word of God, it sets you free.
Amen. Yes.
It does not bind you to me. It does not bind you to some ministry. It binds you to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. But you see, the trick that is used today, everybody wants to use the tactics to bind people to a system. We don't need to do that. I'm not fear. Not just I know who called me. I'm not fear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No shaking. No shaking. Hallelujah. People think that, Jesus Christ told and told everyone, you want to go? Are you ready? I know the Father has not what left me. And I tell you, it's going to go very hot. That's what this you will hear in time to come. I'm telling you, they will be shocking to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Things that will shock you, because there's some things that we think about God that are very wrong. It's all imagination.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Can you move on, sister? So we have seen that God wants us to be conformed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be not conformed to this world, but be you
transformed
by the renewing of your
mind,
that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So you can see the will of God is that we want
renew our mind.
Renewal is hand in hand with repentance.
Yes.
Repentance means metanoia, a change in direction, a change in the way we think. It starts right now. See, your entrance into God's kingdom starts now.
Amen.
And it starts by beginning to change your mind back to the mind of Christ. Because before now, we've had the mind of the serpent. Someone said, what do you mean, mind of the serpent? That's what the Bible calls the mark of the beast. The mind of the serpent is the carnal mind. And the Bible says to be carnally minded is
death.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
To be carnally minded is what?
Death.
You see, we have to open our eyes once more to the invisible realm of God and begin to see things by the Spirit, not by our natural perception. If I begin to see things by the Spirit, I will only see the Lord seated in his temple.
Yes.
I will not see any brother calling. I won't see nothing. All those things are just momentary things that we see that will be blown away with the wind, like chaff being blown away with the wind. These are images. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You will only see the Lord seated in his temple.
Amen.
That is what your eyes are enlightened. Jesus Christ, he spat on the mud and anointed the eye of a blind man, and he told him to go and wash his eyes. God is telling some of us today to go and wash our
eyes.
And when we come back, we'll begin to see.
Amen.
You know what the man said he saw, first of all? He saw trees.
Men like trees.
You know what those trees are? You know what those trees were? He's talking of the Eden. Eden, paradise. The trees of life, God's kingdom. Yes, that woman there, my heavy woman.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Vicenza. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Lei Battizzato con fuoco.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clearer the tabernacle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Amen.
Amen.
So God wants us to be conformed. It's something that we start now. It's by practice. Amen.
Amen.
When Paul is writing this, Paul is not writing this as somebody who has fully mastered it. He too is exercising himself. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We begin to worship one another, serve one another.
Amen.
Teach one another well. When we make mistakes and stumble, go and apologize.
Amen.
And make up fast. Amen. Don't let anything be in your mind. Hallelujah. Be free from all these things of the world. When there is bitterness, when there is gossip, hate, it is of this world. If you see your brother in need, extend your hand to help him if you can. Amen.
Amen.
Love one each other. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us make each other happy. Let us honor one another. He says that Jesus, the Bible says that honor your father and your mother if you want to stay long in the land. You know, Jesus Christ defined mother. You know, Jesus Christ said, look at my mother.
Yes.
When he pointed to the disciples, look at my mother.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So if you want to love, if you want to inherit the blessing, you can see the Ten Commandments. All right, Samuel, any problem? Don't. What's the job? Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
If you want to inherit, you can see the Ten Commandments already. You can see a mystery there.
Yes.
Because they came to the parents of Jesus, the mother of Jesus, and his brethren came. And the people, they were waiting outside, and the crowd said, look at your mama. See your mama, your brother's there outside there. He said, who be my mama? Who be my papa? Who are my mother? Who are my brethren? He talked to his disciples. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Look at your mother.
Amen.
Look at my brethren.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Including the one that you hated up to today.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Honor him. Honor her.
Amen.
Serve her. Wash her feet.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
That's what God is saying. The Ten Commandments is not a matter of just. You know, you see, that interpretation of the Ten Commandments is the carnal version that we see. God didn't come here to tell you, don't smoke, don't do this, don't do this, don't carry woman. If you walk in oneness, you fulfill the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments simply declare in Christ, the body of Christ. It is fulfilled in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. Can you move on, sister? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, in all of this, I want to round up with this transformation circle we see here. They call it the metamorphosis of the butterfly. Now, I want us to understand that whenever you see the things in the natural world, you're actually seeing a parable. Amen?
Amen.
Everything in this natural world is a parable. Amen?
Amen?
They are created for him and by him for his glory. That is why Jesus Christ spoke in parables. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the scribes and the Pharisees, who knew the Bible very well, they came with their Bible. You know how they are. you know them now, don't you? They come with their Bible. Jim Jim. Okay. And he opened his own Bible and he starts to speak parables about wedding, about marriage, about sowing and reaping. Parables, and you know the one that was this man. Where did you get this from? This is not the word of God. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
He was speaking by the anointing.
Amen.
By the spirit in him.
Amen.
And that same spirit is in you today.
Amen.
So when you speak by the spirit of God, don't expect everybody to understand. And as you go into this walk, my brethren, be careful. Not everybody
will like you.
Amen. Praise God. Jesus Christ says, those who have left everything for my name's sake will inherit everything hundredfold. And he added, with persecution. Anybody that will live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. A godly life in Christ Jesus is different from what you think is godly. It's not about wearing dress, a woman wearing a scarf. That riches here, or you know, hallelujah. Moreover, if you walk in Christ, nobody will teach you what holiness is.
Yes.
Ha, Hallelujah. All those are low things. Low, too low. Don't kill. Don't steal. Who doesn't know that? That is to show you how low men are falling to receive such commandments. Hallelujah. Amen. So you see the metamorphosis of the butterfly. Amen. Praise God. The metamorphosis of the butterfly is very important so that we can understand the dynamics of our transformation in Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because what happens is that you see how the butterfly, the flower, goes from the egg stage and it gradually develops until it gets to the larva, the caterpillar. Praise God. Now the caterpillar speaks about the carnal terrestrial state of a man.
Amen.
How many people like caterpillars here?
Me, I don't.
When you see a caterpillar, doesn't your body make like this?
Of course.
Very ugly, slow thing. Very, very inglorious. Let's put it that way. Hallelujah. But this same caterpillar, if allowed to develop, if allowed to transform, will become this beautiful butterfly that you see.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But first of all, this caterpillar has to go to another stage called the pupa of chrysalis. In Italian, chrysalide.
Chrysalide.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You see, I thought I'd chakra with you in Italian. See, Italian here. she can't expose me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And by the way, she's the one that does my translation of my books and all that.
Ah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And you notice that when this sage comes, it looks like the butterfly is dead. Because it remains still here. You know that?
Yes.
It remains still, there is no movement. Praise God. And actually, spiritually speaking, this represents a phase of prayer and meditation. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because God wants us to become still. Have you heard the word in the book of Psalms? Be still and know that I am. People have been reading this, they don't understand what it means. If I tell you, will you stop me?
No.
He says, be still and know that I am.
I am
the Lord, and besides me, there is no other. If you are still enough, you begin to realize how interwoven, how that you are one with the Lord. That besides the Lord, there is no other. When the Bible says, besides the Lord, there is no other, it's a consciousness where you are attained to, where you know that besides God, there is no other. Paul says that what God becomes what? All
in all.
That is the end of the faith. God becomes what?
All in all.
Praise God. Hallelujah. But to get this revelation, there must be a bit of stillness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You remember what the brother said? He said the days of the ministry of Martha is over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you run up and down for revivals? You want to save everybody. You want to go to town and, you know, say that those days are what?
Over.
What God wants you to do now is to be still. He says, I knock at the door of your heart.
Amen.
If you hear my voice, first of all, you must hear.
Amen.
And open up. I will enter into the secret place of your heart and support you. In this phase of development, is a fellowship intimate in the secret place of God.
Amen.
And that is what they call a transformation. A confirmation that occurs in that place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not something that people outside can see. You see, don't try to always please people. Don't waste too much time to please people. Hallelujah. Let every man walk out his salvation with fear and trembling. Let's not deceive ourselves. Let's not come here to do holy, to be holy for each other. All those things, look, you can't be holy for me, I can't be holy for you. Let's stop all those things. Hallelujah. Let's stop hypocrisy. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let have that fellowship inside of you. Hallelujah. And in due season. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
I believe I can fly. Hallelujah. You believe you can fly?
Yes.
I believe I can touch the sky. Hallelujah. That's a carol. If I go further, everything will collapse. Hallelujah. Amen. And you begin to discover your true nature. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, the butterfly did not have to go outside to take anything. The butterfly was inside.
Uh-huh.
Inside that lava.
Uh-huh.
It was inside. The Christ is inside.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
All you need is to enter into the silence with your Father.
Uh-huh.
And your Father will reveal this mystery to you. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
He will bring the remembrance of the Christ in you.
Uh-huh.
Do this in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. And he will raise you up from the dead on the last day.
Amen.
He said that he that eats this bread, I shall raise on the last day, and he shall never die.
Amen.
Now this is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
People have forgotten this part of the gospel, that he said that you shall never die. Jesus Christ repeated this in many times. Do you hear this in church?
No.
You cannot hear it because they don't know what he means. Hallelujah. What happens that the celestial man, that is the glory of Christ. You can see the butterfly with many colors.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You can see how it flies in the air. You see the antennas. Why the antennas? The antennas talk of the ability to receive spiritual things. The antennas are up to receive from the wavelength of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This was somewhere in heavenly places. You know this caterpillar, you can go there, you can match it very slow. Very weak, but that butterfly, what is God?
Amen.
You see the speed, you see the quickening. You see one of the letters of John, John speaks about God's speed, wishing you God's speed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The quickening of the Lord,
amen.
Quickening. Oh, praise God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He has given them power to become what?
Sons
of God. It's a bed, it's a plane. No, it's Superman.
Amen.
You know Superman? You don't know Superman?
Yes,
that God said it's a bed, it's a plane. No, it's Superman.
Amen.
That is you in your glory.
Amen.
All those are parables. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see, we just learned today from nature how that we must allow the Lord to transform us. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, at times difficult. A lot of work, isn't it?
Yes.
We walk. And I too face those kind of things. Amen. A lot of demands, walk up tonight and all this kind of stuff. But still, we must find time for moments of silence with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Moments of what?
Silence
with the Lord. Everybody must find that time. You must seek for it. It will not come and meet you. Time will not come to knock on your door. Look at me. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Time will not come to meet you to say that look at me. You must find that time for yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ will wake up in the morning. The Bible says, isn't it? Before the disciples are up, he has gone to pray. Why did he do that? He wanted to keep in tune with the revelation that he had. Because it's very easy to forget.
Yes.
You know that?
Yes,
with the pressure of life, it's very easy. Hallelujah. You can come out of here feeling very spiritual and let somebody just come and step on your toe outside.
Uh-huh.
You'll be shocked at what you didn't know was inside of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You'll be shocked then, and before you know it, you'll be back on your knees asking God, God, have mercy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I've had it many times, man. You know, after preaching a sermon one time, something happened some years ago. I went somewhere and, man, if you see me charging like a white bull, hallelujah, praise God. And you know, those things, when they come, it will bring you down again.
Yes.
To depress you. you feel disappointed. Hallelujah. Praise God. But don't be discouraged. God is there. Hallelujah. Yeah. Can we stand up?
Thank you, Jesus.
Let us be conformed to the image of our Lord. We're going to be fast to round up. I don't like it, but we go past that 1:30. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for our lovely, you know, guests here today. And the brethren are here. How lovely it is when brethren dwell together in unity.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anoint our ears and our eyes, Father. Like the rich man, Zacchaeus, whose only, you know, intention was to see God, to see Christ. Give us that single-mindedness, brethren. God, hallelujah. Give us that single-mindedness to see you and to know you. When Zacchaeus set forth his foot to see Jesus, Jesus saw him and said, yes, today salvation has come to your
house.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is all we should seek, to know him.
Amen.
That I may
know him.
And the power. Because, Father, you created me glorious.
Amen.
Father, you created me wonderful.
Yes, Lord.
Father, cause me to know myself once more.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We pray for every needy person here.
Yes, Lord.
The sick, the weak.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. By your spirit, work miraculous works in their lives.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We pray for the sister who came from Genova, the chancellor. We pray for her. Can you come fast, man? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you lay your hands on her? On the shoulder. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. On the other one.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We bless you, oh Father. Thank you. Blessed be your name.
Amen.
Bless this wonderful sister.
Amen.
Lift her up in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lift her up in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now we command prosperity into the life of this sister.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We command prosperity.
Amen.
A lifting up in the life of this sister.
Amen.
You have deposited your understanding in her, cause us to grow higher and higher.
Amen.
In the future.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As we're praying for our sister, I saw this, you know, when the spring comes out, those flowers that comes out, hibiscus flower, the white type, you know, from the grapes, they were blossoming out with that water of the spring, you know,
Amen.
Coming out. That was what the Lord showed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We were, there were three things the Lord showed me during this process, during this time of our prayers. The first one was a heart. You know how they draw the hearts? That it was white hearts. They showed me that heart. And the second one, it was, you know, a trouser. And they put the finger like this. At one edge, it's like trying to expand it. To expand the trouser. And the third one was, as he came out to start preaching, I saw an image of a man, completely white from head to toe, standing just like this. So I was trying to stop not to reveal it. But the Spirit said, go ahead. No matter what, just go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do you believe that what you have heard today is from the Lord?
Yes.
Because that's confirmation.
Amen.
These are people that they came from all the way from Nigeria, from Port Harcourt.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And God is going to give some people more sisters their gifts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God bless you, sister.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Just sit patiently. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord will meet with you. Sit down. Sit down. Don't stay there. The Lord will come and meet you. Eh?
Amen.
The Lord is coming to meet you. Amen.
Amen.
There's a visitation coming for you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, sister. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you, brother. We love you. Amen.
Amen.